This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Ephesians 2:10. Let's look at that one. For we are his what? Created in Christ Jesus unto what? Good works. Okay, I'm not going to go there yet. But I was not able to do good works in my darkness, in this whatever was on me. I'm upset. I was not able to do good works and shine to out, you know, the world because of this, which God ordained us so that we should what? Everybody, four people, we should what? Everybody say walk. So we are to walk in these good works. We're to work along with God, shining our lights and walk in them. Are y'all getting this? All right. And I remember when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall not what? Walk. Everybody say walk. In darkness. They shall not walk in darkness. They shall not have bad attitudes. They shall not complain. They shall not finger point. They shall not murmur. They shall not gossip. They shall gospel. They shall not get offended. They shall not be in strife. They shall not, come on. No darkness at all. No, when they walk with me, because who is he? He's the light. There's none of that. And if they're doing that and you're upset, and I don't know, let me tell you something. I'll tell you something about that. You are not working with God. You're not. You read the Bible every day, good, but you're still not. Going to heaven, yes, but you are not working with him. Now, I'm going to prove it to you in a verse that just comes out and says it. That's what I'm so excited about. I can't wait to get there. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. But they'll have the light of life. They'll have a good demeanor. So guess what happened to my bad attitude? It was overpowered by the light of the word. Amen? And the Lord said, pray for that kicker. Your good works. But I couldn't do good works with darkness. I couldn't hear God. I wasn't working with God. God's trying to work with me. But I can't because I'm in darkness. And then scripture happened. Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy words and giveth understanding even to Chip. Come on. I'm a simple kind of man. The entrance of thy words gave light to me. And darkness has to do what when light comes? Has to. So I called mom. And I'm telling her about this. Guess where she preaches it? At the minister's conference. To you name them, they're there. Of the pastors and ministers of the biggest ministries and churches in the world. And so she has me get up there and share this. And mama says, well, of course we're called, we're commanded to walk in the light. And she says, take this CD and listen to it. It was 45 years old when she preached it. John Osteen heard her. Somebody gave John Osteen, Joel's dad, a tape of mom preaching on walking in the light. And I'm telling you, you ought to get it. And she's preaching it with fire and brimstone. I mean, she's getting after it. John Osteen hears about this. And he invites her to Lakewood Church. And this is Lakewood Church before the big boom. And mom, I don't know if I want to say, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to go ahead and say it now. But I'm listening to this, taking notes. And mom prophesies in the middle of it. Watch this. Now we know what Lakewood Church is doing. And what it's done. And she's preaching this, and she said, I'm here to tell you, Lakewood Church, God gave a revelation of that theory of relativity to a Jew, to Einstein, so that light could come and we would have light and live in a generation of more light with satellite. This is before, now you go, 45 years ago. And she's talking about how cool satellites were. And she said, and she gave that, and one of the reasons is so that Lakewood Church could go to another level and shine their light to the whole world. Little did she know, there's a 14-year-old boy, or however he was, or even younger than that, back in the media department helping. And he didn't want anything to do with it. His name was Joel. And now their books are in airports, their books are in Walmart, shining their lights to the world. He's got this huge church the whole world watches. He's on XM radio the whole world. Why? Because light came into the picture. She prophesied. And they stood up and cheered, and they just went on for the longest time. They knew, they accepted it, they received it. We're going to shine. We're going to shine. We're going to work alongside with God to the whole world. And now look at the, you know, we know the rest of the story, right? Now, so here is some of Mom's preaching, and then I'm going to put in what God showed me. Walking in the light. Don't take the word walking lightly, because in the Hebrew, walking means, it's the root word carrying something. Carrying something. So it actually says, if you go on a little bit further, to carry onward, to carry upward. So when you get born again, you are not just entering into the kingdom. Now it's time to carry upward and carry onward and go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Are y'all with me? We walk in faith. That's carrying onward. Carry on my wayward son. That should have been a Christian song. They got it before us. There'll be peace when you are gone. That's all I'm doing. Now, I need the band up here when I'm preaching. To carry onward. That's why we say walking in love, going upward in love. You don't just enter into the kingdom. You walk in these things, right? All through the Bible, God tells his people to walk, right? He says, walk with me. He walked with Adam and Eve. In the garden, right? They were carrying on the plan of God. Okay, God to Abram. Let's look at Genesis 17, 1 and 2. And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Do what? Walk before me. Go upward, upward and onward. Don't stay the same. Walk before who? Who is God? Walk before light. Walk in the light. I am the light. Walk with me. Walk before me, right? It overpowers. Don't get into darkness. Don't get in a snip with somebody. They're sitting in your chair. They took your parking spot. Don't do that. That's darkness. Some people laugh at that, but it's the truth. That's darkness. And you are not walking with God. It's light or dark, all right? Okay, so then there's Micah 6:8. Look at let's see what Micah. We never hadn't been to Micah in here in a long time. He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee. So what does the Lord require? What's the requirement of God? But to do justly, legal, and to love mercy, and to what? Don't take that word lightly. Don't take that word lightly. That means carrying. Carry this. Carry it onward and upward humbly. Not with pride. Humbly with God. Amen? All right. Then there's Enoch. Genesis 5, 21 through 24. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. What? To my knowledge, the oldest one we know of. Right? You want to live long and strong? How would you like to live 300 years? He lived 300 years and begat sons and daughters, click. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, click. So he must have done something right. And Enoch, what? So we know he walked in light. He chose, somebody say choose. He chose not to get in darkness. Something's about to go here. It's a disagreement here. Enoch chose not to. I am carrying this over here, and I'm deciding to walk in the light that always overpowers darkness. It's a choice. And he walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. In other words, poof! He walked so much with the speed of light that he entered into timelessness and, oh my goodness. Woo! God says, you will not even suffer that. You just come right on the pow. He walked so much with God. He walked the speed of light. Amen? So they chose this. They were required. We're required. And there's benefits. And it's very profitable to do this, by the way. So John was one of those really close to Jesus, all right? Now here's where we're going to get into the revelation. John was one of 12 apostles. The Bible talks about 24 apostles, but there were only 12 apostles to Jesus, to the Lamb, to Christ, right? And they had a different criteria or job description, the 12 did, than the 24. Now, not everybody could be the 12 because you had to have done this on your resume. And the criteria, Paul talks about it Peter talks about it in Acts chapter 1, and he explains the criteria for being one of the 12 apostles. Some thought it might be Paul, but he couldn't be Paul because Paul did not witness. If you were a 12 apostle of Jesus Christ, you were a witness to Jesus from his baptism to his ascension. That was the criteria for being an apostle. Right? So they were fulfilling the office of a witness. Therefore, you will hear John say, we witnessed, we heard, we touched, we seen. That was their job. That was the office. All right? So, here we go. 1 John 1 through 4. We're going to go through all of 1 John, but let's just start with 1 through 4.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.